David, your thoughts on tonight's 2-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Really pleased with the performance, really pleased with the result. I'm obviously delighted with a clean sheet. And I thought we were deserved winners. Sometimes games hinge on missed chances. And Clifton Villa probably look and say that obviously it was in the first half, it was a game of, you know, there wasn't that much in it. We scored a penalty, they missed it. But I thought in the second half we were, you know, dominant. They didn't really have too many opportunities, and think within the space of 5 or 10 minutes in the second half, we probably should have scored 3 or 4 goals.
After a couple of indifferent results at this stadium, it's good to get a comfortable win, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, a draw against Portadown, I've always said it was the end of the world, it was a crisis. So it wasn't by any stretch of the imagination anywhere near good enough for us. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. And say you're going to have performances, especially against teams fighting for their lives. So as disappointed as it was, you know, you got to look at it in the big picture. We've dropped 2 points. We've won all our cup games. We've won the county anthem since we lost against Coleraine here early January. So we're in good form, and hopefully that continues down this season.
It's great to follow up that CV result with a good win here tonight, isn't it?
It was important. And again, it was important. Again, getting a result against Glentoran the week before, going down to Seaview and winning in a cup. But the bread and butter is the league, and if we're not going to win the league, we're still in there fighting. It's important that we finish as close to Crusaders as we can, and we take care of our own job here.
Paul Smith got man of the match. He's a live wire out there, isn't he?
He's not bad, is he? You know, for a young boy who's 19, there's still a lot of improvement in him. But I think you see with his quality tonight that, you know, when he does pick the ball up and he goes at defenders, you know, he's threatening, he hurts people, he gets people on the back foot. And I think his all-round game tonight, I say he was a big miss for 10, 11 weeks. And people might forget about, you know, that and whatever else. But he's come back in and he's fit now, and he's ready to finish, hopefully, the season very strongly.
And Jamie Mulgrew just seems to be maturing and getting better with
age,
doesn't
he? Our two midfielders tonight, because again, something that we talked about and worked on in training, that when you do play Cliftonville, you know, they don't play with a normal sort of 4-4-2. They play with the three midfielders and the two attacking wide players sort of tucking in the pitch. So we talk about it in training, and we've done it, and there's certain teams in the league that sometimes you need our wide players to tuck in the pitch and be patient. And sit with two strong banks of four, and the two centre forwards and outwork the socks off again for the team. And so in the second half, I don't think they looked like ever sort of breaking us down. I don't think Roy had too much to do in the second half.
It brings it back to 7 points, so we're just hanging in there, ready to take advantage of any slip ups, aren't we?
Yeah, well, again, it's probably going to take a almighty collapse from, you know, Crusaders to let us win the league title. So we've got to take care of our job. We play on Saturday against Ards again here. Becomes a really big game for us now. People may think odds on paper, we should take care of that, but we only take care of it out on the pitch, and hopefully we turn up in the same attitude and the same tempo that we played the game at tonight, and we'll win the game.
And you want the crowd to turn out on Saturday to get behind us on Saturday again, you know, going into odds and then Ballinamallard.
Yeah, that's it. The finish before the split, as strongly as we can, then we've got the semi-final to look forward to. But say the one thing now, it's We have less time to recover now before the game on Saturday against Ards. But the players are, you know, they're peaking at the minute in their fitness. You can see that with the effort and the attitude that they're putting in the training. And so hopefully we can finish the season strongly, and we'll see where that takes us.
And well done tonight, and a lot of happy people here, and hopefully a lot of people watching on Sky TV as well tonight.
Yes, hopefully. I'm sure there was a big Linfield foreign legion out there watching. So hopefully they can keep supporting the club as they always do, and keep getting behind the players. Thank you.
Well done, and all the best for Saturday.
Cheers, Andy. All right.